All right, here we go. It is 7:41 now on this Monday morning. It is an American original and a made in Michigan original, if you will. It's the Ford Mustang, which is celebrating its birthday today, 59 years young. Joining us right now is Mustang marketing manager Jim Owens online with us. Good morning, Jim.
Well, good morning, and it's a great way to celebrate a 59th birthday for an icon and a living legend.
Well, absolutely. It really is, and to think that it's been around for that long, what do you suppose it is that has kept the Mustang around all these years?
Yeah, Paul, and I'm sure a lot of your listeners coming across, you know, down from Port Huron and on the roads, maybe even driving, it's that sense of freedom that you get when you drive it. So, like when you're having a bad day and at 5 o'clock you have to leave for work, and it's one of those things that allows you to take your vacation every day, right? So you get into that accelerator pedal, of course, following all the speed limits, and that throaty rumble of the V8 or the torque of that EcoBoost. It's something that takes you away, and we're so glad 59 years from April 17th, 1964, at the New York World's Fair from its unveiling, that it's still going strong today.
It really is, and obviously it has changed with the times, and yet the more things change, the more they stay the same, right? Some of the basics are still there.
Yeah, some of the basics are still there. You've got the V8 engine, you have the EcoBoost engine, and then if you're into the electric vehicles as well, we have the Mustang Mach-E GT performance package. So there's all sorts of flavors of Mustangs for all lovers of vehicles.
I want to talk a little bit about the dark horse, the Ford Mustang dark horse. This is a monster, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, I've been blessed to work on Mustang, Paul, for, you know, three generations. And if you'd have told me that out of a 5-liter fourth generation Coyote motor, naturally aspirated, that we'd have 500 horsepower, I would have told you were kidding, right? I mean, our 4.6, when we launched the gen in 2005, that V8 had 300 horsepower. Well, now our EcoBoost, that still gets well over 20 miles per gallon, four cylinders, gets 315 horsepower. So as engineering and the technology develops, Mustang still, you know, evolves. But the dark horse itself, it's our first new performance-based nameplate since the 01 Bullet, 21 years ago. It's so nice to be able to bring, you know, new Mustangs to fans across not only the United States but the world.
You know, and you talk about fans. I mean, I don't know of too many vehicles that have the kind of brand loyalty that Mustang has. I mean, once a Mustang lover, always a Mustang lover, it seems.
Yeah, and it's not just about the car itself. It's about the community. I mean, Mustangs appeared in more than 5,000, you know, music videos, TV shows, movies, songs. You know, it's part of the culture. And if you think Lee Iacocca and the Ford Fairlane Committee back in 64 and April 17th, they wanted to bring out a vehicle that would change how America would drive. And 59 years later, the engineering team is still doing the same thing.
What's on the horizon for the Mustang?
Well, you know, we always like to go go fast, legally on the road, but the Mustang will be in dealerships coming up here in early summer. You know, it is the best selling over the last 10 years sports coupe in the world. And hopefully Mustang will be coming out into your dealership and into your town early this summer here in the United States and later this year around the globe.
And, I mean, the sales figures for this year are already looking pretty good, aren't they?
Yeah, we're doing really well. You know, right now in the sports car segment in the United States, you know, we're, you know, selling in as the number one, you know, sports car right now. And we're really excited to get the all new seventh generation Mustang out there because there's so many cool things with it. The technology, the interface, The interior now is powered by the Unreal gaming technology that kids use right now in Rocket League. So there's so many fun things in this new seventh generation Mustang. We just can't wait for Mustang fans all across the country to get into it.
I'll bet. So a year from now, we're going to be looking at a 60-year anniversary. Already started to plan some big things for that?
Yeah, and what's so nice about it is, you know, Mustang clubs across the country and across the world, you know, helped us celebrate the 50th. You know, they celebrate all the time, right, each year. And the clubs give so much back to their communities and to Mustang. I know Mustang Club of America and the Mustang Clubs of Southeastern Michigan are busily working on the 60th anniversary celebration of Mustang, and we can't wait for people to come and play and, you know, play out there with their Mustangs with us in the community.
Sounds like fun. Sounds like a good way to celebrate a special anniversary. Jim, always good talking to you. I appreciate you giving us a few minutes of your time today.
Yeah, Paul, and hopefully we get a chance to see you down here maybe for Woodward this year, where you can see all of the Mustangs driving up and down Woodward Avenue.
That would be something to see, no doubt about it. Jim, take care.
Thanks, Paul.
Bye-bye.